For many, the traditional Thanksgiving meal seems to mark the official ushering in of the holiday season. After the calm of indulging in a home-cooked meal and relaxing in front of the television on Thursday, comes the rush of shoppers descending on stores in droves in search of the best sales. Should you be looking for a less populated place to spend your weekend, you may want to consider Devil's Den State Park. Park interpreter Rebecca Penny says Devil's Den will host the inaugural CCC Geocaching Challenge Saturday morning.
Geocaching's a way to use technology to go on a treasure hunt. People are using GPS units, and a lot of smartphones have the capabilities of plugging in coordinates to go find what are called caches, where people have hidden boxes, or sometimes they're micro caches. It can be very small containers where you go to look, hunt for these small treasures. Usually you just log in and get bragging rights for finding it. Sometimes you can leave something and take something out of the box. Sometimes there are challenges associated with them where you might have someone electronically take your picture from another spot. I mean, they can get very involved. But for the most part, it's just about getting out and finding the cache.
Participants must bring their own GPS unit or use an app on their smartphone to participate. And there are different levels of challenges to accommodate experienced as well as less experienced explorers.
We have two levels of challenges. One level's a little easier so that you wouldn't have to have as much experience with finding the caches. Some of the caches are micro caches, so they're a little bit more challenging to find. They'll be hidden a little harder. And some of the terrain is a little tougher on the more difficult challenge. If you've never GPSed or geocache before, you at least need some knowledge of how to use a GPS or plot coordinates. However, you could still do it if you'd never been on a geocache challenge before, as long as you know how to use a GPS. And we could help you along with that. It's a good way to get introduced.
Rebecca says they are always looking for new ways to get people to come out and explore the park, and this particular event will help educate visitors about the legacy of the Civilian Conservation Corps at the park.
Devil's Den State Park's lucky to be one of the most intact Civilian Conservation Corps created parks in Arkansas and possibly even the nation. The Civilian Conservation Corps was part of President Roosevelt's New Deal program to get the economy going again after the Great Depression. And although Arkansas State Parks owned the land as early as the 1920s, there was no access to the park, and there was really no facilities down here. And it wasn't until the creation of the Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC, that this really got opened up to the community. The CCC boys built the first road into the park, of which you can still see the old culverts. They built the visitor center that we're in now, all of our cabins, the store and cafe, the beautiful dam by Lake Devil that many people have seen postcards or pictures of and come looking for here on the park. And their hard work is illustrated all over the park. Their craftsmanship, the way that they use natural materials to try to blend in the buildings with the environment without marring it with something that didn't match the natural environment. So we're very proud of the hard work of the CCC boys, and we feel that by coming to Devil's Den State Park and exploring the trails that they built and the facilities that they built, you can almost walk in the footsteps of the Civilian Conservation Corps here.
Rebecca adds that geocaching is a fun way to involve a new generation of visitors by tying in technology with the history of the park.
Geocaching is actually addictive. Once you get into it, you realize that there are caches hidden all over the world, and all over Devil's Den State Park, all over Northwest Arkansas. So it's just a fun way to get out and explore and learn a little bit more about your park.
Registration is open from 9 to 10 Saturday morning at Devil's Den State Park. The registration fee is $20 per group, and it does include a t-shirt, but additional shirts may also be purchased. Those who are able to complete the challenge will be entered into a drawing for a two-night camping stay at any Arkansas State Park. More information is available at arkansasstateparks.com/devilsden.